Hello guys, welcome to
Vaudeville.
And today is a special episode, like every other episode. And I'm here, he's back with me, this episode. Welcome, Antonio! And the crowd goes wild. today, we're going to talk about...
What are we talking about?
We're talking about DC and Marvel shows, like who's Team DC and who's Team Marvel, you know. So we're going to like express why the other should watch, I guess, more Marvel shows and why the other person should watch more DC shows. So enjoy and stay tuned. So, we're going to first of all establish teams. Who's Team DC and who's Team Marvel? Antonio, what team are you on?
I'm taking Team DC.
I thought we were about to go Team Marvel.
I was, but nah, that's on you.
I'm Team Marvel, so I'm going to talk about Marvel
TV shows. Can we just stop for a second? And you can't see this, but Naomi is wearing a red sweater representing Marvel, and I happen to be wearing a blue sweatshirt representing DC.
Yes.
This was not planned.
It wasn't planned. I mean, repping Marvel. I was about to say repping DC. This is confusing. Okay, I am representing Marvel, so I'm going to talk about Marvel TV shows. We take one show at a time and try and convince the other why they should switch teams, you know, I guess. So firstly, I'm going to start with one that I haven't watched so much, so it's not that as convincing, but I'm still going to talk about it anyway, because it's one of the few Marvel shows I've watched. I have not watched a lot of Marvel shows, and I haven't watched any DC shows, but it's one of the few Marvel shows I've watched, and no, it's not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., people. It's Cloak and Dagger.
I love that show.
See, I've already convinced him. Yeah, I've won.
I mean, because it's good, but alright, no, that's not the point, right?
Okay, so Cloak and Dagger. Firstly, I kind of know one of the actors for Cloak and Dagger, the girl who acts as Dagger, Olivia Holt. If you watch Disney, you should know her from Kicking It. Now it's time to kick in it with you. You know that show? Hey!
No.
You've never watched it?
I've never seen that.
The Karat Kids?
Well, I've seen it like in commercial, but I'm like, that's lame. I'm not gonna watch
that. Oh my god, no! No.
I'm an old school OG Disney show.
But it's old! Was little!
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
I mean, it was around that
Raven,
time.
Hannah Montana, those are the OG three.
But it was around that, because now she's like in her 20s, right? But she was really young that time.
But like her show came after those, and it wasn't as good as the rest.
But
we're here to talk about Marvel and DC.
Okay, that's like another conversation for another time. But Cloak and Dagger, and she acts as Dagger, and so... Well, let me just talk about the first few minutes. So it's focused on this girl who...
You should... Spoiler alert for those who have not watched it.
Okay, spoiler alert for those who haven't watched it. But I'm not even talking much about it. So even if I talk about it, it'll still be like... no information, because it's just like one episode I've watched already.
You've only seen one episode? And you're going to talk about...
Yes!
I've seen the whole thing.
But I'm still going to try and convince you to move to Team Marvel, you know. Okay. So Cloak and Dagger. So Cloak and Dagger really is about these two different people, I mean.
Teenagers.
Yes. They're teenagers and they're very different. Very, very, like in terms of social class and everything. Very different people. So the girl like steals a lot. You know, like in the beginning, because that's what I remember. She was stealing stuff, and then she looks back at her life before where she used to go to ballet classes and stuff like that. So she was rich. But then she was driving with her dad, and somehow the dad had an accident, and the car fell into the...
They were on
over
the
bridge. Fell into the body of water. I was like, oh, interesting. So I was like, is that why they're poor? But at the end of the day, that's, well, that water is going to be a very central aspect of the whole story. But I'm just going to skip a little and say that after her father died, I guess he took a lot of loans on almost everything in his house, or everything was owned by the company he used to work for, and the company came and took everything from her mom and her. And her mom was doing drugs, and she became a thief, like professional thief, you know.
And you know, she did drugs as well.
Yeah, she did drugs. Yeah, yeah, I remember that one. She did drugs as well. So the other guy, who's the dagger apparently, no, she's, who's the cloak, sorry, I'm mixing them up. Yeah, the guy's the cloak, because I remember the black cloak. That was so, so, so.
His name is Tyrone.
I don't even know their names, to be honest.
Do you know? I forgot Dagger's name, but I know Tyrone.
Oh, I don't remember their names. See, you're probably too...
Oh, Tandy.
Okay, well, I guess the, another thing that they one thing they have in common is that they have T's in their name, so.
What a coincidence.
I know. So, cloak... his brother was, all I remember that, I think they were, he wasn't rich at first, because his parents used to live in the, I guess, quote-unquote, what people call the hood. And then his brother, he was trying to steal a radio from this car, I remember.
Oh, they stole it from them, and they're going to steal it back.
Yeah, they're going to steal it back. So they were sending this radio, and then the police guy came, and, you know, said hands up, and I know they were close to the wall, and everything.
They started running.
Yes. And then... got to the edge of the mm-hmm. water thing, and then
there was an explosion.
Yes, and then he shot the
his brother.
Then he entered the water,
and then he went after him.
Yeah,
and at the same time,
so they're both. You're probably explaining the movie for me.
Yeah, because you've only seen one episode.
That's the episode I'm talking about. So they are might now they're both in the water, right? So the cloak, well, while they're in the water as kids, the girl's in the car and trying to come out, you know, the car is closed and everything. Next thing, she sees like this black smoke coming towards her, and the guy who's like who's also in the water sees this very bright light coming, you know, to him. So he wants to go towards the light and she wants to go towards the smoke, and they touch each other and pulls her up, you know, from the car. And next thing, they woke up on the beach. And then she was like wearing one shoe. That's the one I remember, because I know, so it was something about the shoe that affected him, because I think the boy saw the shoe or something. I know she was wearing
one of her ballerina shoes, and she kept his hoodie.
Yes, that's what I remember. So what I know now from is like I said, they have two different people now. So she tries to steal his wallet, and then it leads to them, well, him chasing her all the way towards later. I'm talking about how much later, you know. This is still episode one, though.
Yeah.
So he chases her, like, all the way towards this dark place, and then he tries to touch her, and then they can't touch each other, and then, like, just, like, this force that pulls them apart. I was like, what the, you know? Like, what's happening, you know? And then he's like, and they're like, oh, you know, they were doing that. Oh, you off. It's you. And so, well, that's kind of like a summary of it. And then she has like this imaginary, because I know there's this guy who tried to rape her.
Yeah,
no, right. Like, not even like rape her decently. Well, I mean, there's no way to rape someone decently, but like, on the street, right there, where everyone can see.
It was in a dark alley. There was nobody there.
But like, dude, and like it's just disgusting. Like, generally, rape is disgusting, but like, that's just horrible. Like, straight up. And the imaginary, and one imaginary dagger comes out from my hand.
It's
like,
not
just
imaginary.
I mean, it wasn't imaginary, but it came out of nowhere. Like, it just went shit, and then she stabbed the guy, and. Then police started looking for her, and then she ran away. And then this boyfriend who spent money on her, you know, her boyfriend, you know, mm-hmm. the guy.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that she just left like that. And then they took him, they arrested him. That's what I remember. That's what. And then the dagger guy is dealing with the police guy who shot his brother, because the police went free.
He was a corrupt police
and everything. And the guy shot him that one time, and then the cloak, you know, he took the trash bag over him. Oh, yeah. And then he woke up and he saw the bullet in his trash, you know, hidden.
So he can teleport. You should establish their powers. Obviously, dagger.
Yeah, and teleportation.
Teleportation from cloak.
Those are weird powers to have, you know.
That means pretty cool.
I mean, it's cool, but like, did you? Well, I guess because I've just watched one episode, I'm still trying to figure out how they are going to intersect. Mm-hmm. Now it's your turn. What show are you going to talk about?
Oh, I should start with Arrow from DC.
Because that's the least interesting one.
Because that's the most interesting one.
Okay, I'm leaving my most interesting for the end.
Well, this is the most interesting one because it doesn't have like supernatural things in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of ish. So, spoiler warning. I mean, please watch it already. So you start off with Oliver Queen, who was shipwrecked on this island called Lianyu with his father and, you know, other people. Damn, I'm gonna take a long time talking about this. No.
Okay, you try your best.
Let me try to like summarize it.
Oh, okay. I know that he shoots arrows, like the Hawkeye of DC.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, Hawkeye is
but
better.
Hawkeye is not better. Green Arrow is more interesting and way better than Hawkeye.
No. Hawkeye is better. I'm waiting to see Hawkeye versus Green Arrow, like.
It's never gonna happen, but.
We can
only
imagine.
Wish.
Yes, because I'm sure Hawkeye would.
I mean, who wears purple?
Hawkeye wears what he wants to wear. Wait, when did Hawkeye wear purple? He wears black.
He wears purple in the comics.
Oh, that's comics. I mean, I'm talking about the movie.
Well, done. The movies he wears black. They
wouldn't
dare put purple on him. But anyways, it's interesting because he survives the shipwreck with his dad. But there's limited supplies and stuff, and so in order to save his son, there's another person who survived too. So his dad killed the other person and then killed himself so he could, you know, have like the rest of the food and survive. And he gets to the island, he stays there quote unquote for 5 years until one day they find him and he's still alive. And he had, you know, family back then. He was from a really rich family. So he's kind of like similar to Bruce Wayne and Batman,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not gonna get into that. But so he gets rescued. He comes back, and his dad, before he killed himself, told him to fix his wrongs because he's done a lot of wrong things supposedly in the city. And so he goes back and completes his father's wish and. His dad gave him a list of people, of names of people who have corrupted, like, the city, or who are doing bad things in the city. And so he goes back and he hunts them down one by one. That's the first season. And...
Well, like, how did he learn the arrow trick? Or he was born with the archery trick or what?
No, he trained on the island. He was there stranded. He met people on the island that were there. And some other stuff happened. There's a lot to that. It took 5 seasons for each of those years to establish what happened. So, it's interesting.
None of the shows I'm talking about has even passed. One is at most in season 2. One finished season 2 recently, so most of them are just season 1.
Oh, well, right now they're on season 7.
Of war?
Of Arrow.
7.
Mm-hmm.
7. Oh my god, that's.
That means something and it's doing really well.
Well, these ones are new, so
okay,
excuse me.
Well, let's see how long they last.
Oh, they're going to last, I promise you. Okay, the next one I'm going to talk about is The Gifted. Okay, so...
What? Do they give gifts or what?
Really? They are gifted. They are mutants. It's like, okay, you know X-Men?
Mm-hmm.
They kind of refine X-Men in a way. They are not X-Men, but like X-Men has like gone, and then there's like the Hellfire Club. Google the Hellfire Club, you know what's it. It's like this set of people. Okay, let me take you to civil rights history.
Okay.
X-Men is Martin Luther King, you know, they're more not all violent to, you know, prove themselves, you know, not to kill humans and, you know, protect humans, even though humans don't like mutants, do everything to make mutants go away. Malcolm X it's related to the Hellfire Club. They're more of like, oh, the humans are the ones that put us in this situation. We'll kill some of them. They're quote unquote kind of heroes, but like,
they're mercenaries.
Yes, yes. They kind of like, you know, it's just okay. So really, it focuses on these two siblings. Well, I don't remember the name, but the father is a lawyer who was like against mutants, who used to put mutants in this special mutant prison where they do experiments on them. Mm-hmm. And because of one, it's like 9/11 happened to them that time, where something happened between the mutants and humans, and then it led to this spark that killed a lot of humans, and some mutants too, obviously, more humans died. So there's this guy, he's like a police guy, who his sole purpose in life is to kill all mutants or destroy them, because during that kind of like 9/11 thing, his daughter was playing in the playground while during the protest, and when the thing happened, his daughter died. So he's like vengeance, you know. And the daughter was so little, so I kind of don't blame him, you know, the hatred and anger for mutants. So this boy, the one of the children of that lawyer, the lawyer guy, he was in school and they were bullying him one day, like during the dance, and then he got so angry and he yelled out, and then school started shaking, you know, and things started breaking to pieces and everything. And
that sounds demonic.
He's not demonic. He didn't know he was a mutant until that time, you know. So he ran, the sister ran towards him, and she, her own powers, like this weird looking shield, like she blocks stuff, you know. So long story short, the two just realize their powers, and their father, who is against mutants, tries to save them this time, you know, they're his kids and everything. So he begs some mutants to take him in and his family, and they do agree. That's the underground. Those are like the X-Men people. Well, they took them in, and they saw other mutants. This girl who has like very colorful eyes, and she makes like portals, like she can teleport people. Like she makes this big portal, and they could go in. I'm not sure she has kind of seen the place or have an image of how the place looks like. She can teleport people. There's this other guy who can make you see what isn't there. Like he can turn this whole like this place we're in into like Paris. And you think we're in Paris, but it's just a mirage. I know, I love that guy's far. And this one has like immense bright light from his this thing, like so it's hot and like very painful, and like it's like the sun in his hands or whatever. And then his girlfriend that time, she deals with magnets and stuff like that. So anything that's magnetic gives her like this power, and then she can like she bends stuff, she can lift the whole plane up, you know. Oh, just good. Anyway, so they try. This is just season one, because you have to watch season two for it. Everything become more dramatic.
So the point is, they're going after.
They are trying to save the mutants who are in prison, because they're using them for experiments, and the experiment is to make them change. They are not themselves again, or kill them, or they are not themselves again. And when they're not themselves again, they go against the mutants. They try to kill the mutants. So they're trying to save those ones who have not changed already, you know. So the two siblings that have just found their powers found out that their great grandparents were in the Hellfire Club, and they were like the most destructive siblings ever. Like they would hold hands and all the building would collapse, like disappear, you know. So they held hands one day, the siblings, and then they started seeing things like levitate, like in their imagination, like everything was light, like, but they moved their hands immediately. But assuming they held their hands for too long, that whole building collapsed. Like they are that destructive. Anyway, long story short, the boy goes and joins the Hellfire Club, and the girl just keeps on staying underground. So the Hellfire Club is trying to make mutants very strong, and yeah, just become killers practically. And they're like these three sisters, they look alike, they're like triplets. They're like, I think they call themselves Esme or whatever they call it. And then they just open their mouth to speak, and their voice is in your head. They will just say, kill yourself, and the next thing you're just stabbing yourself. You don't even know what you're doing. And the eye, I know, the eyes go, it's so interesting. And then it's in season two now, so yeah, okay. Your turn.
You got me that one. I might to watch. Alright, the next I think I might get you is The Flash. The Flash is all good because I know you like detective stuff. Mm-hmm. And guess what? He's a forensic scientist. Okay. He's a CSI investigator. In the first season, it's really interesting because he does a lot of that. And he does, well, in the beginning, because he wasn't The Flash always, you know, he was normal Barry Allen. And so he always investigated the cases that were the, like, not imaginable. Like the cases that nobody would go after because they're too difficult or, like, they'd be like, no, it's not possible, like, it's not true. But he would dig in deeper and find an explanation for it, and he would find it. And it turns out they're all, you know, metahuman cases. They turn out to be metahuman cases. And, well, obviously one day he became The Flash when a lightning bolt struck him in his lab, caused by a particle accelerator in Star Labs. And he became The Flash, and he was in a coma for 9 months. And when he woke up, you know, a lot of drama, because he... Oh yeah, when he was little, when he was 11, his mom was murdered, and his dad went to prison for it. But he didn't kill her. It was somebody else, like a lightning, something very fast, like, killed, like, their mom. And at that night, like, he was in his, right there, he saw it happen. And then, like, next thing you know, he was 20 blocks away. And so, like, when he came back, like, they were arresting his father, he was like, why? Like, what's up? You know? And then, they were saying, like, they didn't believe him because they thought that he was, you know, covering for his father, but he was telling the truth that a man in yellow killed his mom, and it wasn't his dad. So his dad has been in jail for, you know, a really long time. I don't know how old he is in season one, but yeah, he's been in jail for a long time. He's still, that's the reason why he takes the cases that nobody believes, because ever since then, he devoted his whole life to being a CSI, investigating crimes, taking, you know, I'm missing something, like, solving those crimes that nobody has solved.
No. Like cold cases.
Cold cases, there you go. Okay. And yeah, he meets some cool people, Star Labs, they help him. Well, he discovers his ability, like, he can certainly move very fast, his body's changing, not like puberty, but like, you know. But yeah, he takes on, like, a lot of metahumans, caused by the particle accelerator too, because he wasn't the only one metahuman created that night. Like, a lot more metahumans were created, and they blame Star Labs for it for a reason, because, you know, they were responsible. But yeah, they start, you know, hunting them down, and the plan is to, like, capture them and, you know, have their powers removed, or to learn, you know, or have them, teach them how to cope with their powers and not be destructive, because all of them are destructive somehow. But yeah, not all the cases. There has been one that died, or they've killed because they had to, because they didn't want to be good, or because they're criminals or whatever. And yeah, that's just season one, but it gets better each season. Well, except for this one season, but we don't talk about
it. Like, you just convinced me to watch it, and they, like, that one season, I'm like, quickly, or it's like, what season is it? So I just skip.
don't skip it. It's all important along the line. But yeah, it gets better next season. Well, there's time travel involved. Oh. Season one, which is awesome. It blows your mind. Like, what? And then season two, the multiverse is exposed. So, like, parallel universes and stuff. That's very interesting. Doppelgangers and stuff. Cool. Season three. Season four.
Season three is about to skip.
No, you have to watch it. It's because it's involved in time travel.
Wait, where do you watch it?
Why do I watch it? Because...
Where?
Netflix. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
All of these shows are on Netflix.
Mine, all of them are on Hulu. So, I guess it's a Netflix versus Hulu thing now. Well, my final show, because
we're running short on time.
Yeah. Is Runaways. I'm gonna try and say it in like 2 minutes.
Oh god. Can you?
Yeah.
Runaways.
Yeah, you've seen it?
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
I've seen it.
Wait, is it after the time I told you to watch it?
Did you?
Yeah, maybe. I did tell you to watch it. And
I watched both seasons and I was like...
You watched it. The thing I like is that when they bring down, they bring everything out, so you're just not like waiting every week or something like that.
Yeah,
everything comes out all at once, you know, so you can binge watch it.
Yeah.
So it's on Hulu, people. The Runaways, I'm going to say as fast as I can. So, just sell children who kind of went apart, minding their own business. There's a jock, there's a very geeky girl, there's the very young one, there's a very smart one, and there's the blonde, very religious one for some odd reason.
Yeah,
her religious sphere, like, she's a Gaborim or something.
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway, so their parents come together, so they all meet together in one of the parents' house. Mind you, they're all rich, so they live in like mansions and stuff like that, and they find out that their parents killed this girl. They put her in a box and she never came back. They are doing this thing, they are called the Pride. So they saw it and then
They freaked.
They're like, oh, our parents are killing them. But anyway, they didn't say that immediately after that time. They were just like stuff. And then I forgot the Asian, Nico. She wears all black, her lipstick is black and everything. And she's like that sad because her sister died anyway. Well, it's all connected because at the end of the day, I think her parents killed her sister. They actually did.
No. Jonah.
Jonah did, but they were doing it for Jonah. Her parents knew, didn't they? They did.
No, because she was accident.
No, it's actually the mother of the blonde girl that knew Jonah's, the one who's in love with Jonah.
Freaking, yeah, her.
The blonde girl's mom.
Yeah.
That knew anyway. So they know their parents are killers, and so from there they kind of discover their powers, I guess. Well, only one has power
only
already.
One,
two. This little girl, the one who carries
three
stuff. Who's the one?
Okay, so I forgot their names. The one who's really strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Gaborim girl.
Yeah.
Chloe. And the girl who can telepathically get empathic with the dinosaur.
But that's not really her part. Parents kind of just like...
It's something.
It's true. She has a dinosaur. People. She has a... Well, I forgot to say her own stereotype. Her own stereotype is that she's all this, like... protest people. She's like... She does for women protests.
She's a vegan.
Yeah, she's a very strong woman, and she hates that guy, and then she falls in love with him anyway. And it's weird. I was like not expecting them to be together. Like the classic one was like the guy and the blonde girl will be together.
And she turned to be lesbian.
Yes. I was like,
I was confused on that.
Wow. Does your religion allow that? You know.
I mean, I explains the colors.
I know. She's just glowing. She finds out she's an alien apparently. And then Nico has like her own set of powers, which she can control this one. It's only her that can control that staff.
Her mother and her.
Yeah,
it's by blood.
Yeah,
and technically it's not magic because it's supposed to be science.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that shit's magic.
I know, because I'm telling you, like that one when she remember what she just said.
When she turned dark.
Yes, I just okay.
Her eyes.
I don't even know why. We're not practically explaining. We're just expressing how watched it together. Well, it's so interesting. I'm telling you. Well, they run away. The Runaways.
They run away,
and which is weird because how did they run away with a dinosaur? I mean.
They did it somehow.
Yeah, they put the dinosaur in that car. And the dinosaur feels everything the girl feels. So when the dinosaur is hungry, the girl is hungry. Everything she feels. And the other guy took his father's fist guns. Yeah.
They're like little blasters.
So yeah, the fist guns. I'm like, oh, that's very interesting. Well, it's very interesting to watch. I don't know. We didn't explain at the end of the day. I think I've initiated him into Team Marvel because he practically.
Well, I mean, I've seen like two of those shows.
But that means you were already in Team Marvel.
Right? I mean, because I already love Marvel and DC. I like both.
Well, I don't really like DC. I mean, maybe if I watch the show.
You need to watch the shows.
I mean, I love Wonder Woman. I like the movies, but like, I like Aquaman. You know?
I think you like Supergirl. Because it's.
I saw one episode because I wanted to watch Charmed.
And
before Charmed is Supergirl.
And Eternal Night.
on the CW. My parents were like, because I watched with my parents, and I'm like, what's happening? Because she probably just, like, she turned something into, like, this transparent-looking, giant, alien-looking thingy. And she wanted to fight it. And this, all I remember is, like, this lady in white, black suit was like, so you're a Supergirl. You're under arrest, under the code, blah, 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 blah. So anything I tell you to do, you have to do it.
Was this recent? I'm not caught.
Yeah, very like, Sunday.
I've not seen it, so I wouldn't tell you.
Sunday, so I was confused. I was like, my mom was like, why is this show so childish? Like,
no, I don't like, know. Watch it, because...
So, explain Supergirl.
Okay, because, well, it's Supergirl. It talks a lot about, like, feminists. There's a lot of female characters there who are, like, prove that, you know, we don't need no man and, you know, stop being sexist or whatever. And I mean, well, she came from Krypton, like Superman. She was sent here to protect Superman, but she got here 12 years late and Superman already grew up to be Superman.
Yeah, what I wanted to know is that I thought Krypton was destroyed.
It died. It did, yeah.
And so how did she survive?
They both were sent on pods to
Earth. But they said Superman was the only one who survived.
No. And you learn
in the comic, in the comic books, they say he's the one who survived. Like,
they say that, but then Supergirl.
Okay.
So they're cousins.
Okay.
Yeah, they're cousins, and yeah, well, she finds aliens, and she, well, her sister works at this government organization called the DEO, which is kind of like the FBI. Their other cover is they're the FBI, but secretly they're like this whole organization that captures aliens.
Oh.
Yeah, and that whole city is like, there's aliens everywhere, ish. It's a different Earth, like in the multiverse. It's not in the same Earth as Arrow and the Flash takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why it's different. So it's a different show. It's not, many people may not like it because it's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, they show like the human side. They show a lot of like emotional, like of Supergirl, of how.
Like she found love?
Well, yeah, she found the love. Tell.
It's like, yes, she has to.
Yeah, but, yeah, like the struggles of, you know, her identity, keeping her identity secret,
mm-hmm,
and stuff. I mean, she doesn't wear a mask, but they don't, like, that's kind of dumb, but whatever.
Wait, so she's keeping her.
So it's kind of like Clark Kent, you know? Clark Kent, he, secret identity, he just puts on glasses and that's it.
But the hair is different. I mean, Superman's hair is like her, and then like I might see someone now with glasses, and then have your hair differently, and I'll just be like, oh, it's not
okay. Well, yeah, I'll he's just a guy. Well, Supergirl.
She's the same.
Ponytail, I guess.
It's just like you say, you cut your hair.
That's not the point.
like me, I change my hair almost every single time. Do I look different? Like so different, you'd be like, oh, I didn't know it was you.
Sometimes, like one time, I think you change your hair drastically. I'm like, oh, like it took me a second to say, like, oh, that's you.
okay.
But yeah, you should watch Supergirl.
We'll watch Supergirl. It's on Netflix too. Oh, okay. Well, I do have Netflix.
Watch
so.
Them.
Yeah. So the shows are. What show?
Okay.
The Runaway. The Gifted.
Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger. Supergirl.
Flash,
the Arrow. Honorable mention.
Honorable mention, DC Legends of Tomorrow.
We don't have time to talk about it, but it's good because I watched season one. And then
oh, you did?
Yeah, I did watch it. I used to follow it until season one finished, I guess.
Keep on watching, it's good.
What season is it now?
Right now it's in season 4, but season 3 is on there.
I watched it when it first came out, like the first time it came out, but after that I was just like, after the Hawk, I remember the Hawk.
Yeah.
Things. Something happened to them. No. Like they were separated. I was like, what's the point? And honorable mention for me is Inhuman, and I think The Punisher, because my dad's watching that one now, and it's really good.
You're missing a lot more, but it's okay.
Oh no,
you're missing Agents of Shield.
Oh, I know Agents of Shield. And Luke Cage. I
Jessica
watched
Jones.
Jessica Jones. Agent Carter.
Agent Carter.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a lot of.
Marvel shows. I mean, there are a lot of DC shows. So just put DC shows that you see. Like Gotham.
There's one called Titans that came out under exclusive DC streaming. Okay.
Wow, that's we spent a lot of time, but I was so glad to talk to you about TV shows today, Marvel vs. DC, and I think Marvel won.
Sure.
Okay, so have a nice day, and I am going to class.
I'm not, but okay.
So, bye.
Bye.